一节圣经哈，我们翻到提摩太后书。
Second Timothy。
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter three。
新约哈。
This is in the New Testament。
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter three。
第一节。
Verse one。
他说你该知道末世必有危险的日子临到。
But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come.
我们先只读这一节哈，他说你该知道末世必有危险的日子临到。
But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come.
我们到今年的十二月了。
We have come to the December, the last month.
我们下礼拜是教宗聚会哈，所以啊，这边算是最后今年一次的弟兄姊妹的交通。
And next week we will have a sharing, and that will be the last sharing for this year.
我一直在想，我跟弟兄姊妹交通什么呢？
And I was thinking, what am I going to share today with brothers and sisters?
比较早的时候我在思想。我这个有一天我有个同事告诉我
One day my coworker told me,
他说 HP 又减 10% 的 salary, 就是又减了 10% 的薪水。
And he said that HP cut 10% in salary.
那是上个月啊。
And that was last month.
然后他说大概半年前他们已经减了 5%, 5%。
And half a year ago they have already reduced
所以在这一年里面他们每一个人的薪水减了 15%。
So within a year, they have cut 15% of people's salary.
我另外一个同事刚好在谈，他说：“哎，你们有没有看报纸？我又忘记那公司是 IDS 还是什么，有另外一家公司。”
Another coworker mentioned another company. I forgot which one.
他说这两年里面，他们所有员工减了30%。
They said that within these 2 years, the salary was cut by 30%.
我再算一算啊，如果30%算在我身上呢，这个大概已经差不多一年啊，十年前的薪水了。
If my salary is cut by 30%, it would be at the level of 10 years ago.
你知道吗？我们的加薪很少的啊，这个 1%, 2% the most. 一年啊，这个三，你看就算 2% 好了，这个十年才20%。
So in our company, our raises are very slow and very small. So if it were increased by 2% per year, in 10 years it's only 20%.
那我听到他们一年就减30%呢，我说这不简单的事情啊。
So when I heard that their salary was reduced by 30%, I think this is no small thing.
那我说，我跟我们同事说，我们应该很感恩呐，我们是。三年都不加薪了，但是没有减薪。
And so I told my coworkers that we should be very thankful, although we didn't have raises this last 3 years, but we didn't have reduction either.
虽然我们看了很多，我们的 pension fund 根本没掉了，那这个 401k 也没了。这个不过听说现在要 revise, I don't know why, 但是看了很久了，这个全部都 cut 掉了。
Even though our pension got cut and our 401k was cut too, but lately they said they might revive that.
但是我们今天可以看到啊，似乎整个趋势啊，不是太对我们很有利啊。
But we can see that the whole environment is not to our advantage.
我就想到这一段的圣经啊，这里说啊，末世必有危险的日子临到。
And so I thought about this verse, but realized this, that in the last days, difficult times will come.
我们在座有人想过我们现在有危险的日子临到吗？
Does anyone here think that the difficult times will come?
我想没有啊，大家快快乐乐。
Maybe we're all just happy going through every day.
另外一个，我们有没有想过我们在末世呢？
Do you think that we're already in the last days?
那严格来讲啊，末世从圣经来讲，那是主耶稣第一次来到第二次来中间这一段。 段都叫末世。
Strictly speaking, the last day that the Bible referred to is from the first, between the first and the second coming of Christ.
所以如果我们常常这样想的话，说你都不没有感觉，这个反正末世已经过了两千年了嘛，对，所以你没有感觉说是在末世。
If you think in terms of this way, well, it might be no big deal because the last days has been going on for the last 2,000 years.
So 我愿意今天啊，跟大家看，好好看这两件事情啊，末世啊，跟危险的日子。
So I want to focus today on last day and difficult times.
啊，为了帮助一些弟兄姊妹，我们读一些圣经哈，我们翻到马太福音。
Let's look at the book of Matthew.
马太福音第二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
这是圣经节哈，这个我读英文的，请你们就跟着就好了哈。
For those who are reading in English, just follow.
马太福音第二十四章第三节。
Matthew chapter 24, starting verse
3. 说啊，耶稣在橄榄山上坐着，门徒暗暗的来说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界末了有什么预兆呢？耶稣回答说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多人。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有饥荒地震，这都是灾难的起头。那时人要把你们陷在患难里，也要杀害你们，你们要为我的名被万民恨恶。那时必有许多人跌倒，也有彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，且有好些假先知起来迷惑多人，只因不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。他这里啊，我们再看一节哈，我们再看这个马太第二十四章第三十二节。
Let's look at Matthew 24, chapter 3, verse 32.
到三十五节。
32 to 35.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口。我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。OK， 这两段圣经提到门徒问耶稣啊，究竟世界的末了有什么可以看见？
In these two passages, the disciples ask what can be observed at the end of the age.
我们来看一看哈，我们先从第二段的圣经上说，主说你从无花果树来学。
In the second passage, the Lord mentioned that we can learn from the fig tree.
常年弟兄来在传福音那天也提到以色列复活的事情
啊。Last time, Brother 常建 also mentioned this in the message.
圣经里面的无花果就讲到以色列。
The fig tree refers to Israel.
所以他说当无花果这个树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你知道 OK 夏天到。
So when the branch is tender and put forth leaves, you know that summer is near.
所以如果你看到以色列复活，你知道末世已经到了很后面了，已经很后面了。
So when you see the nation of Israel being established, you know that it's near.
你知道对于我们来看这，你要知道圣经就是讲到世界的政治。
The Bible talks about the world politics.
整个世界的政治不离开圣经里面所讲过一切的事情。
The world politics is not going to deviate much from what the Bible
says. 对犹太人来讲，他第一个要复活。
To the Israelites, to the Jews, they know that first thing is the nation needs birth.
他必须在中东的地方复活。
And they will be in the Middle East.
他们第二个要的什么？重建圣殿。
And the second thing is to rebuild the temple.
我们知道现在重建不了，因为回教的 个回教日是在那里，他没法建。
We know that right now they cannot rebuild the temple because there's a mosque there.
你知道他们一直在争吵啊，美国想要叫中间人，一直解决不了，就因为这个建圣殿的地没办法解决。
And there's this conflict that cannot be resolved.
我很多年前啊，就大概都有十年前跟大家提过哈、啊。他要有圣殿，就必须要有祭司。
I mentioned about 10 years ago that if there's to be a temple, then you need priests.
他们也必须有祭司的袍。
袍。哦，袍。Robe. Then you have to have a priest, a robe for the priest.
大家有兴趣可以去查这些以色列当中那些比较是 religious 的那一批人、啊、他们只能照着以色列那个家谱下来找到该有的祭司。
If you are interested, you can go find the religious Jews. They have already found who are the ones who can be priests by their genealogy.
一定要从利未出来，也一定要是亚伦的后代才可以当祭司。
They have to be Levites and have to be the descendants of Aaron.
他们竟然找到。
So they were able to trace and find this group.
他们有一段时间，他们没办法，因为他们祭司袍里面有一个蓝色，他们。不是随便的燃料拿出来的。
We know that the robe of the priest, there's a blue color, and this blue color is hard to make.
它要从一种的蜗牛 snail 身上提炼出来。
It is gotten from the snail, a particular snail.
我又忘记了，大概在1970几年还是80年初、啊，这个蜗牛突然在以色列的那个海里面出现。
And it's very interesting, maybe in the 70s or 80s, this snail was found in great amount.
So,
it has been kind of lost, but all of a sudden they came back, the snail. So, this blue color now can be obtained from this snail.
对犹太人来讲，只剩下圣殿还没建，他们什么都恢复。
So for the Jews, they felt that, okay, the only thing left is to rebuild the temple.
那对我们怎么看呢?
Now, how about for us? How do we look at this?
那我们看马太福音呢,他说,在末世的,就会有人冒名说他是基督出来了。
It says that in the end, there will be people who will come by the name of Christ and say, I am Christ.
一个月前我上网看新闻啊,他说, Jesus Christ caused speeding.
Last month, I look at the internet, it says Jesus Christ caused speeding.
我说哇，怎么搞的？怎么来的 ？Jesus Christ caused speeding.
So I was wondering how this can be.
哦，这个后来查，哦，这个人真的叫 Jesus Christ， 所以说新闻里 Mr. Christ， OK， 他的名字在 register 就是叫 Jesus Christ， 他那边 speeding 了，就上头条新闻。不是头条了，反正就是新闻。
So, well, that person's name was Jesus Christ, so that's why they said, you know, this person, Jesus Christ, was speeding.
我忘记是在 Texas 还是 California， 反正在南边的。
This thing happened in the south.
我就说谁要改个名字叫 Jesus Christ？ 这个，但是他改了这个名字，他是 legal， it's his legal name。
And I don't know why, but this person has this name as his legal name.
我们后来又看了哈，这个其实不止一个。这他说在 Puerto Rico 有一个 claim， 他说主耶稣第二次再来就是我。
Also, another man in Puerto Rico also claimed that he is the Christ.
他的名字里面的确有个字叫 Jesus， 可能他是西班牙人，很多人用这个名字。
And he also has Jesus for his name.
你发现啊，你如果他上面这个，他有上千的会众跟着他。
And he has thousands of followers.
那我们中国人，我想我们在中国很出名的就是东方闪电。
And in China, there's also the
Eastern
Lightning. Yeah, that's the cult thing in China.
他们说什么？主耶稣第一次来是男的，第二次来的是女的。我们这个已经来了，是女的。
It says that first coming of Christ, he's a male, and the second he will be a female, and said that already come. And many people followed them. And they infiltrate the church and try to sway them away to go
with.
Many brothers and sisters are not well grounded in the word and so follow the wrong teaching.
So 所以圣经一开始就说,
and so the Bible said you have to be beware.
因为你不谨慎的话,
if you do not know how to discern, then you might be going with the wrong crowd.
但我们知道到最末了的是有一个真的叫做敌基督的要来，他完全讲冒主。
And we know that in the end there will definitely be an antichrist.
那我们再看下去啊，他这里讲啊，他说你听到打仗与打仗的风声。
It says that you will have wars and rumors of wars.
他说民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处有饥荒，地震，另外一段还有瘟疫。
Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes.
我们如果看新闻啊，说弟兄姊妹，我们。 上网不要只是看那些娱乐新闻啊，还是看 whatever you want to play啊，这个我们看看世界的新闻。
When we go to the internet, we should not just look at just fun news or games. We can also look at the world events.
你知道，如果你好好看呢，这世界的民族之间的争斗很多。
There are many conflicts among nations.
你看南斯拉夫现在没有掉了哈，这个他们因为几个种族不同就拆成三个国家了。
Because of different ethnic groups, like Yugoslavia, they have already split into three countries.
我们在打伊拉克，我们就看到哈，他们有一个苏尼跟什么虚亚，也打翻天的。
And then in Iraq, there are two groups like the Sunni versus the Shiite.
我们知道苏丹那边也是自己民族在打。
And in Sudan, there's also civil war.
那你说国与国跟国呢？
But nations against nations.
我有一些印度的朋友，有一些巴基斯坦的朋友，他们要知道巴基斯坦跟印度一直在打，根本两个不合。
And for example, Pakistan and India, they're always having this conflict too.
我的邻居哈，先生是印度人，太太是巴基斯坦人。我说你们两个怎么会结婚？<laughs>
My neighbor, is Indian married to a Pakistani. So I thought, why did they get married?
他说，well，我们在大学认识。 Well, we got married. Okay.
They knew each other from college and fell in love.
那我们知道很多哈，这个我有时候看新闻，我就很稀奇哈，这伊朗。
In the news, Iran is always saying that they want to force Israel into the Mediterranean.
然后呢，美国说，伊朗敢搞这个核子提炼的话呢，那我们一定会对付你。
And U.S. is always saying if Iran goes into nuclear, they will be, you know, they will, the U.S. will do something.
其实美国可能也不敢动，但是这样讲话讲得比较硬。
But actually, they don't really have much to do.
但是如果你看上个月或者三个礼拜前的新闻，这个Saudi Arabia 的阿拉伯国家请求美国一定要打伊朗。
And last week, Saudi Arabia is really counting on the U.S. to go up against Iran.
他们都是，他们不一定都是阿拉伯人啊，他们都是中东人，但是阿拉伯国家竟然要求美国要打伊朗。
It's very strange that they are all Middle Eastern countries, but the Saudis wanted to side with the U.S. to help them.
不是西方国家要打伊朗，是他们自己中东的阿拉伯人说，因为他发现伊朗也威胁他们，说请美国要打伊朗。
because they felt threatened, Saudi felt threatened by Iran, they wanted the U.S. to help them.
有时候我们看新闻啊，不大可能发生的新闻都出现了，这都是蛮震撼的。
It's very strange, but the unlikely things seem to be happening.
那我们来看下面还有哈，这个是打仗的事啊，下面还有什么一些天灾，刚才地震。
There are also natural calamities like earthquakes.
我只举几个哈，到03年伊朗一次地震，31,000人死了。
In 03, in Iran, there was an earthquake, 31,000 died.
04年在斯里兰卡有28,000人死。
And then in 04 in Sri Lanka, there's 27,898.
05年在巴基斯坦80,000人死。
Pakistan, 80,000 died.
08年在中国四川的差不多有90,000人死了。
And 08 in Sichuan, there are 87,000.
这个都是讲比较大的。有一次我说，好，我真的进去看看他那个他earthquake的计算了，哇，我看完把我吓坏了，一天不动，根本没法应的，这个没法算的。
These are only the big ones. If you look at the records of earthquake, there are many thousands of them every day.
讲到饥荒。
And how about famine?
我们住在美国，根本简直绝缘关于饥荒。
Here we do not see hunger or famine in the U.S.
如果你知道埃塞俄比亚这个索马利亚这个跟北韩，他们很多饥荒。
But in Ethiopia, Somalia, or North Korea, it's very common to have famine.
马太福音没有讲这个，路加福音就讲还有瘟疫。
In Luke, they also mentioned plagues.
他说这个是世界上的那个这个叫什么传播完全传播出去。英文是不哪里了
？The plague will cover the whole world.
Epidemic 是
吧？哦 ，it's an epidemic.
Epidemic 就是
portion.
就是全部人类都受影响的。
So all humankind will be affected.
你知道现在啊，它 HIV 跟 AIDS 已经传得很厉害了。
For example, the AIDS virus has, you know, been spreading.
那我们讲这个 flu 感冒这个 H1N1 H5N1 这个猪流感、禽流感又开始来了。
And also like the H1N1 virus, those are also spreading.
那美国的 WHO 这个组织哈，他们最紧张现在是那个 Superbug。
And the World Health Organization, they're concerned about superbugs.
因为现在抗生素是没用。
Because those are antibiotic resistant.
我们看了这段圣经啊，他说，当你看到这些一直越来越多的来的时候，他怎么讲这里？马太福音24:7，他说这是灾难的起头。
And this says that these are just the beginning of the birth pains.
刚刚我们姊妹讲了。Birth pain， 说另外应该翻译说什么？应该叫生产之痛。
So this can be translated the beginning of birth pain。
我们要问了，是什么 birth 生产什么？
What birth is this talking about？
我们知道，这灾难一过去，主耶稣就要来到地上建立他的国度。
We know that after the tribulation, the Lord will build His kingdom on earth.
所以这个乃是主已经要开始他的地，他的国要在地上建立了。
It's the beginning of the Lord building His kingdom on earth.
我们刚才唱那首诗歌，愿你的国降临。
We sing about Thy kingdom come.
我们的主真的要在地上建立他的国度。
Our Lord really wants to establish His kingdom on earth.
不要以为很遥远，不会发生的事情。
This is not a far-fetched thing.
这里还说哈，他说当福音传遍天下，末期就到了。
It says when the gospel is spread all over, then the end is near.
你知道今天基本上福音已经传遍天下。
In reality, the gospel has been preached to the whole world.
因为我们现在有的科技是差不多可以达到每个角落。
Because the technology can allow the gospel to go to all the ends of the earth.
其实对我们来讲，来是说啊，圣经有一句说啊，当外邦人得救的人数填满的时候，主耶稣就来了。
When the number of Gentiles is fulfilled, the Lord will come.
那第二这段就是说已经达到各地了，但是不见得那个人数已经填满。
Right now the gospel might be preached to the whole world, but the number of Gentiles is not yet fulfilled.
我们从马太福音看到第一个关于末世啊，我们已经是在那个最紧要的关头的里面。
We can see from Matthew that we're already in the critical period of the end of the age.
然后我们现在来看第二段来讲这个的哈，我们翻到启示录。
We will turn to Revelation.
启示录第十三章。
Revelation chapter 13.
十三章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
启示录十三章第一节。他这里说哈，我又看见一个兽从海上来，有十角七头。在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。我们
And the dragon stood on the sand of the seashore. Then I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns were 10 diadems, and on his head were blasphemous names.
我们再看第五节到第九节。
Then we turn to verse 5 through 9.
这里说，又赐给他说夸大亵渎的话，又有权柄赐给他，可以任意而行42个月。兽就开口向神说亵渎的话，亵渎神的名，并他的帐幕以及那些在住在天上的，又任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各民、各方、各国。凡住在地上的，名字从创世以来没有记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。凡有耳的，就应当听。
There were given to him a mouth speaking arrogant words and blasphemies. An authority to act for 42 months was given to him. And he opened his mouth in blasphemies against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is, those who dwell in heaven. It was also given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. An authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation was given to him. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slain. If anyone has an ear, let him hear.
我们翻到第十七章。
Then let's turn to Revelation chapter 17.
十七章第九节到第十二节。
17 from verse 9 to 12.
智慧的心在此可以思想了，七头就是女人所坐的七座山，又是七位王，五位已经倾倒了，一位还在，一位还没有来，他来的时候必须暂时存留。那先前有如今没有的兽就是第八位，他也和那七位同列，并且归于沉沦。你所看见的那十角就是十王，他们还没有得果，但他们一时之间要和兽同的权柄，与王一样。
Here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits, and they are 7 kings. 5 have fallen, 1 is, the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must remain a little while. The beast, which was and is not, is himself also an 8th, and is 1 of the 7, and he goes to destruction. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour.
这里我们看到啊，这段圣经讲到，在神眼中看，就只有8个王。
This passage, in the eyes of God, there's only 8 kings.
5个过去了，一个现在在，一个将来要来，最后还有一个会来。
5 has passed, one is, the other has not yet come, and then there's 1 more.
我过去啊，我这个解释很多的哈，就是我把这一两个解释给大家听一听啊。我过去听的就是说，这5个王，这些王全部是罗马帝国的王。
There are many interpretations, but one of them is that the 5 kings, they're all of the Roman Empire.
我最近有听到啊，这个有弟兄们的交通啊，他说这五个王 啊，第一个是亚述啊，亚述啊，第二个埃及、巴比伦、波斯、希腊。
Okay, there's another interpretation about the five kings. It says one is from Assyria, Egypt, Babylon, Persia, and then Greece.
但是不管头五个怎么讲啊，第六个都一样的，就是罗马帝国。
But whatever they talk about, they mention for the five, the common thing is the sixth is the Roman Empire.
So, 当这个约翰在写的时候，他在罗马帝国的。
When John wrote this, he was at the time of the Roman Empire.
So, 对他来讲，现在还存有一个王，这是第六个王。
So, to him, the one is the sixth king.
他说有一位还要再来、有一位还没有到、我们知道那是罗马帝国的恢复同一个的王。
And he said that there's one that has not yet come, and this would be a revival of the Roman Empire.
你知道过去三十年啊，这些爱主的弟兄们眼睛就是看着欧洲。
But within this 30 some years, all the people who are serious about the Lord were all looking, watching Europe.
他们问神说，欧洲有可能又成为罗马帝国吗？
They said, is it possible for Europe to become the old Roman Empire?
德国跟法国是根本不合的，整天打来了英国自己做大，有可能他们会又成为罗马帝国吗？
France and Germany are always enemies, and then England wants to be the head too. So, is it possible for them to unite?
So, 你知道过去十年，当欧盟慢慢萌芽的时候。
So, when the European Union started to be formed,
这告诉我们说，这个旧的罗马帝国要重新出来了。
It gives us signs that the old Roman Empire is being built up again.
我们知道去年欧盟已经有它的宪法 Constitution 也出来了。
And last year the Union already has its own Constitution.
他们第一个总统也在去年上任。
And also they have the President.
所以我们知道第七位Revival Roman Empire, 这个重新恢复的罗马帝国已经恢复了。
So the seven, which is the revival of the old Roman Empire, has come.
圣经告诉我们说，在这个罗马帝国的里面，最后的一个王就是敌基督了。
And the last king of the Roman Empire is the Antichrist.
The revival Roman Empire, 就是重新恢复的这个最后一个就是敌基督。
So the last king of the revived old Roman Empire is the Antichrist.
你看圣经这里怎么讲？他说，当这个出来的时候，他要制服各族、各民、各邦、各国。
And when he comes, he's gonna be over all nations, all people, and have authority,
all
tongues.
Yeah.这里给我们看到啊，当他Revelation chapter 13 7, 他这里啊给我们知道啊，将有一天世界有一个 world order， 一个世界的权柄要出现。
And one day there will be a world order。
你知道我们今年是 UN 对不对？
Today there's one, the United Nations.
在管全世界的国家呢。
The United Nations is supposed to be responsible for all the nations in the world.
有一天，有一个在欧盟出来，它有个世界的一个秩序 ，world order， 要管全世界。
But in the last day, there will be one person who will be above the world order.
第二个呢，他这里讲什么？他说，从创世以来，只要你没有重生得救的。都会敬拜他。
And it says here, whoever whose name has never been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain will worship him.
所以你会知道那时候有一个 unified religion， 一个联合起来的一个宗教在地上。
So at that time there will also be a unified religion.
所以我们在这里我们要知道哈，这个当主耶稣回来在地上，这是一个政治，一个信仰。
The Lord Jesus
returned.
When he returned, there will be one world order, one religion.
所以啊，假的呢要先来。
But the counterfeit one will come first.
我们再翻到启示录第十三章。
Let's turn again to Revelation 13, from
16到18节。他说他又叫众人无论大小贫富自主的唯独的都在右手上或者在额上受一个印记除了那受印记的有了寿命的或有寿命数目的都不能做买卖在这里有智慧凡聪明的可以计算受的数目因为这是人的数目他的数目是666
And he causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. And he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the name of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For the number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
我过去给你们看过这个slide。
I've shown you this slide before.
这个, 这个乃是我们知道这个microchip已经可以打在人的身上。
We know that the microchip can be injected into men.
在英国已经都实行了，就是说，他们就发现摆在右手跟额头上是最好的。And
in England, they found that to put it on the forehead and on the right hand is the best place.
我上次跟你们交通啊，我就有个问题啊，我就说，那现在剩下的666从哪里来呢？
And I was saying, okay, so the next thing is where is 666?
好，我们看另外一张啊。So
let's look at another slide.
大家买东西现在都可以self check out，自己 check out。
We know that we can do a self check out in many stores nowadays.
大家都可以先实习以后没工作做，可以站在那边，怎么是 scan 那个 barcode 啊？All
know how to scan barcodes.
那有一天我发现了。 原来barcode已经666就在里面。
And one day I found out, okay, the number 666 is already in the barcode.
它不告诉你，但是是在里面。
They don't tell you, but it's in there.
我想这里告诉你，在这一两边跟中间，这个bar，两个bar中间也就是the number of six.
So you know that the number in the beginning, the end, and the middle are all six.
但他不写出来说呀，这个叫做hidden 666.
But they don't make it obvious, so it's a hidden 666.
这个谁发明的呢？
Who invented this?
这个人叫做 George Joseph Lorat, 他是一个 IBM worker.
His name is George Joseph Lorer,
an IBM worker.
His boss wanted him to invent something so that it will make it easier in the grocery.
And in 1973,
the barcode was
developed.
And he didn't know that this number 666 was in there.
他说纯序是巧合，他竟然把666摆进去。It
was a pure coincidence that the 666 was in there.
不知道这个人哈，这个他说我的名字，我叫 George Joseph Lorer.
He said that his name is George Joseph Lorer.
我三个名都是六个 character.
And all his three names have six characters.
这个他说，这个可能也是口音似的，也是碰巧的。That
probably that's also a coincidence.
对啊，我们从这里我们知道哈。 数字也出现了。
We know that okay, this number is all has also appeared.
我们已经知道今天已经有人把这些打在小孩身上，就是说不管他去哪里，不用cell phone了，因为一定知道他在哪里了。
Some people have put microchips in kids so that they can track them.
Yeah. 所以我们知道已经往这个方向走。
So we know that it's heading this direction.
圣经说你以后没有这个在你的身上，你身上没有一个巴扣的话呢，你不用做买卖了。
And the Bible mentioned that if you do not have this number, you cannot buy or sell.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要不管这些事情了。
So you cannot not pay attention to this thing.
我再讲一个哈，我一直在读这个关于圣经末后的情形的时候。
And when I was studying about these things in the end of the age,
我就在想啊，诶，怎么没有提到美国呢？
How come it never mentioned the U.S.?
这个圣经有提过俄国、苏俄哈。
The Bible mentioned Soviet Union.
圣经也讲到中国。
And also mentioned China.
圣经没有讲到美国。
But never mentioned the U.S.
所以我一直想着说，可能是美国信主的人很多。
And I thought maybe it's because there are many Christians here in the U.S.
所以呢，当这些灾难都发生的时候，美国这些基督徒都被提走掉了。
I was thinking, okay, maybe when the tribulation come, before that, all the Christians have been already raptured.
所以呢，美国就弱下去了。所以呢，我当然不是强国嘛，所以当然不提它了。
And so, of course, the U.S. is not a strong country anymore, and so it was not mentioned.
但是最近一些事情也引发我继续好好去看看，那发现的确也蛮多交通关于美国的哈。
And so lately, because of all the things happening, led me to look at it again and found out that there are many things that talk about U.S.
我们读启示录第十八章。
In Revelation chapter 18,
第一到第三节。
From the first verse to the third verse.
到此后我看见另有一位大权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。他大声喊着说，巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了鬼魔之住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可真是雀鸟的巢穴，因为列国都被他的邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了。地上的君王与他行营，地上的客商因他歇华太过就发了财。
And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great. She has become a dwelling place of demons, and a prison of every unclean spirit, and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the passion of her immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed acts of immorality with her. And the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality.
在圣经里面其实有提到很多美国是太多罪的。
In the Bible, there are many things that were mentioned that could be applied to the U.S.
美国是地上最富裕的国家。
It is the richest nation in the world.
你知道我们现在欠债欠多少吗？
But do you know how much are we in debt?
你知道这个是天文数字啊。
This is a huge number.
你知道08年我们欠债大概是 10 trillion.
In 08, it's about 10 trillion.
然后09是12 trillion.
In 09, it was 12.
那现在10呢已经快14 trillion.
And now it's almost 14 trillion.
每一年是2 trillion 的增加。
Every year increased by
我上网去查了一下，它有个 clock。我就在那里看那个 clock 是不停的转的，那个欠债，你知道我们如果欠债，你不还债就一直增加你利息，那个 clock 是不停的转的。
There's this clock that shows how much debt we're in.
我就坐在那里看，我说哇，钱就这样丢出去了，你知道就是在欠呐。
It's like money going away.
最可怕的就是下面这个，每一个 citizen， 你最少现在欠了4万5千块。
So the share of each citizen's debt is 44 44,000.
Oh, only 44,000. Okay.
45,000. The moment you have one more kid, then that's
the
every citizen, once you're born here, you're a citizen. If you're a green card holder right now, don't turn into a citizen, then you won't be in debt.
你知道吗? 这个有一天, 国家还不了, 就是要谁还, 叫, 这个叫做 citizen, 中文叫什么? 这个公民去还。
So if the country cannot pay it, then the citizen has to be responsible.
我们现在很快看一下圣经里面，所以有很多人说，美国今年经济怎么跑得这么糟糕的？
Some people wonder how can the U.S. economy be so bad?
那我们来看圣经里面有其他地方在谈呢，我们再翻到启示录就是十八章第八节到第十节。
Then let's turn to Revelation 18, starting verse
18。就是读中文啊，时间关系我是读中文啊。所以在一天之内，他的灾殃要一起来到，就是死亡、悲哀、饥荒，他也要被火烧尽了，因为审判他的主神有大能力。地上的君王素来与他行淫，一同歇华，看见烧他的烟，就必为他哀哭，哭泣哀号，因他那是痛苦，就远远的站住，哀哉哀哉。巴比伦大臣坚固的城啊，一时之间你的
Here it talks about one day, and in one hour, your judgment comes.
17节，它是一时之间，这么大的负荷就归于无有。
In verse 17 says, one hour such wealth has been laid waste.
19节，凡在船上、海中的，都因他的珍宝成了富足，他在一时之间就成为荒场。
Said, woe, woe, the great city in which all who had shipped at sea became rich by her wealth, for in one hour she has been laid waste.
那我个人来讲，我很盼望美国的经济能够复苏。
Of course, personally, I want the U.S. economy to revive.
但是我们看，如果从圣经的角度看，来看现在我们欠的债。
But if we look at what the Bible says and the amount of
debt, 大可能就叫圣经讲，我们是末世最后面这个国家要下去。
It's very likely that this country will go down.
因为敌基督的出现，一定把另外一个 super power 先把它干下来了。
Because before the Antichrist comes, it will put down the super power.
现在的 super power 只有美国。
And right now, currently, it's the U.S.
当然有一天我们知道，在最后的打仗，中国会成为一个非常强的国家。
We know that in the end, China will become a great power.
但这个不是今天要谈到的话题。But
we're not talking about that today.
最后我们要看几段的圣经，我们翻到路加福音第十七章。And
we'll look at Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章二十六到三十节。
Luke chapter
17:26。罗亚的日子怎么样，人子的日子也要怎么样。那时候人要又吃又喝又娶又嫁，到罗亚进方舟的那日，洪水就来，把他们全都灭了。好又好像罗德的日子，人又吃又喝又买又卖又耕种又盖造。 到罗德出所罗马的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。人子显现的日子也是这样。这里说哈，罗亚的日子怎么样？主回来的日子也是怎么样？
Here it says that in the days of Noah, so will it be the days of the Son.
那个罗德的日子怎么样？ 主回来的日子也要怎么样？
And what happened in the days of Lot, that's also what will happen when the Lord comes.
我们翻到创世纪，我要给你们看一看这些话呢。创世纪第六章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 6.
第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
耶和华说人既舒服血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。然而他的日子还可以到120年。那时候有伟人在地上， 后来神的儿子们和人的女子们交合生子，那就是上古英武的有名的人。耶和华见人的地人在地上罪恶很大，终日思想的尽都是恶，耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔。圣经的后悔是忧伤啊， grief。
So the Lord was grieved that he created man because they have become so wicked.
你要知道，天使跟地上的人交合生死。
The angels united with man to have descendants.
灵界的活物跟人有肉体的交合生出是什么人？
What is the union of a spiritual being and human?
这个引起神的震怒，他说我要下去查看人在搞什么。
This made God went down to look at what's happening.
所以神说我必须灭掉这一代。
And God wants to destroy this generation.
你知道我们今天啊也在 cloning。
And today there's also cloning going on.
So, clone 出来是什么人呢？
What kind of a being is cloned?
现在美国说我不可以做，其他国家已经在做。
Even though the U.S. is against that, but it's happening in other countries.
那我们现在来看罗德哈，创世纪第十八章。
Genesis chapter 18.
十八章第二十节哈。
Chapter 18, verse 20.
耶和华说，索多玛和俄摩拉的罪恶甚重，声闻于我，我现在要下去查看他们所行的，果然竟像那达到我耳中的声音一样，若是不然，我也知道。21节，我们再看第十九章第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
他说，那两个天使本来跟亚伯兰在一起的，就去了。晚上到了索多玛，罗德正坐在索多玛城门口，看见他们就起来迎接，脸伏于地下拜。我们看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
他们还没有躺下，索多玛城各处的人连老带少都来围住那房子，呼叫罗德说，今日晚上到你这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。罗德出来把门关上，对到众人哪里说，众弟兄，请你们不要做这二事。我们再看到第十二节。
Verse 12.
二人对罗德说，你这里还有什么人？无论是女婿还是儿女，而且城中所有属你的人都要从那这地方带出去，我们要毁灭这地方，因为这城里罪恶的声音在耶和华面前甚大，耶和华差我们来要毁灭这地方。罗德就去了，告诉娶了将要娶她他女儿的女婿们说，你们起来离开这地方，因为耶和华要毁灭这地。他的女婿却以为这说的是戏言，就没有去了。23节
Verse 23.
罗德到了索尔，日头已经出来了。那当时耶和华将硫磺与火从天上耶和华那里降雨索多玛与俄摩拉，把那些城里的全兵员并城里所有的居民连地上生长的都毁灭。你知道罗德那段在索多玛的时间里面，他们最大的问题是什么吗？
Do you know what's the biggest problem in the city of Sodom?
性的关系乱七八糟。
Is they have very bad, very perverse sexual relationship.
他们这些人说，来了两个男人啊，说他们说这两个男人要出来跟我们有同性的关系。
So Lot had two male guests, and the people wanted to have relations with them.
然后你看罗德怎么回答？我刚刚没给你读。他说不要。搞这两个人，我有两个女儿，你们要怎么对付都可以了。
And what was Lot's reply? Said, "Don't harm these two men, but I have daughters, and you can do whatever you want with them."
我们看到罗德的时候，在罗亚的时候，跟罗德的时候，都是婚姻的制度出了问题了。
We see that in the time of Noah and also in Lot, it's the marriage relationship is problematic.
一个是天使灵界的跟人交合生出不知道什么人，这种叫什么人？
One is the union of spiritual beings and humans.
一个是性的关系完全是开放的，然后呢，同性恋根本是合法的。
And in Lot's time, there's free sexual relationship and also the problem of homosexuality.
请弟兄姊妹看我们今天的世界是什么样。
And when we look at our world today, what is it like?
整个欧洲已经没有什么这个根本不是一回事了。这个同性婚姻是绝对是可以的。
In Europe, marriage is legal for homosexuals.
你在看世界各地的人，只要你是交男女朋友，同居是没问题的。
And then in the world, if you are, it is okay to live together before marriage.
你看新闻，没有人觉得 surprise， 你不做人家觉得你 surprise。
It is no longer surprising for you to live together before you get married. If you don't, that's the surprise.
现在美国一直在争的就是可不可以给同性的成为合法的婚姻。
Right now, there's a big fight whether we should legalize marriage for homosexuals.
你要知道，如果这些都成为都是合法了之后，你知道今天你已经到了跟罗亚的时候一模一样的情况吗？
You know that when all of this becomes legal, then we would be like in the time of Noah and Lot.
你看他这张也说，他们那些人啊，吃喝快乐，什么过日子不管，没知道神对这个是特别憎恶。
You see that they're eating and they're merry. They do not care what the Lord wants.
我们看一节圣经啊，希伯来书第十三章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse 4.
新约的希伯来书第十三章第四节。
Hebrews 13:4.
这里怎么讲？他说，婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
It says here, marriage is to be held in honor among all, and the marriage bed is to be undefiled. For fornicators and adulterers, God will judge.
所以我们要知道，因为今天我们跟罗德、跟罗亚的时代有什么相似呢？最相似的婚姻制度快要完全破坏了。
What is the common thing between us today and the time of Noah and Lot? It is the institution of marriage is being destroyed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在啊，我们翻到最后两节圣经啊，一个是马可福音第十三章。
Then let's turn to Mark 13. Mark 13.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
马可福音第十三章二十三节，这里说啊，你们要谨慎看啊，凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
It says, but take heed, behold, I have told you everything in advance.
记住这一讲，他说你们要谨慎看啊，凡事我都预先告诉你们。
It says, take heed, behold, I have told you everything in advance.
路加福音二十一章第三十六节。
In Luke 21:36,
他这里说：“你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能够逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。”
But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man.
集中给百会员的第一章啊，在这里说啊，我们不要再做这个是南北的弟兄有一次在交通这个他跟我们说啊，这个你不要再梦游了。
One time, Brother Lance Lambert shared about this.
他说啊，今天很多基督徒都是梦游啊。
Don't daydream anymore.
哦，他用那个字叫 sleepwalker。
Don't be a sleepwalker.
他说大家来聚会就好像梦游就是走进来了。
Like when you come to meeting, don't be just like a sleepwalker.
很自然走到原来坐的位置就坐上去了。
And then you wander and get to your.
哎，我觉得我听了他这样讲，我说，他去这么多聚会的地方，原来大家聚会都坐回原来坐的地位置。
He's been to a lot of meetings, so every meeting is the same. People go to their usual seat.
这个好像是人的倾向啊，这个是。Interesting to me. 大家都找原来的位置坐在那里的。
It is a very common practice.
他说在哪里，如果要站起来，他就会自动站起来；要坐下去，他也坐下去。那薄饼，他也会薄个饼，就这样。
And you go through the motions of, you know, standing up, sitting down, or doing the Lord's table and all that.
我今天啊，这个危险的日子已经提了一些，但是那里有一段圣经讲的危险日子我还没提到。
I have mentioned a couple of things about the difficult times, but there are still others that I left out.
我许可有机会下次再跟大家交通。
So next time I will go more.
刚刚读的两节圣经哈，他说你要谨慎，因为凡事的我都预先告诉你。
The two verses that we read last talk about being alert and take heed.
第二个哈。这里要讲了，你要时时警醒，常常祈求。
And it says here that you have to watch and pray.
我们弟兄说啊，这里没有讲说 pray and watch.
Our brother said it didn't say pray and watch.
他说你先 watch and then pray.
Watch comes first and then pray.
一定要好好留意世界在变动，那你知道怎么样来祷告。
You have to watch what's going on, and then you know how to pray.
So we hear our brothers, so this we our brothers 交通完，我们都很注意这个，我们今天站在什么时候。
And so after he shared this, we're very alert about where we are today.
我们弟兄最后讲的时候 ，Wake up.
And he said at the end, wake up.
不要再睡了。
Do not sleep.
不要 ignore 这许多的事情，不要。中文不要讲了 ignore 就是不要
忽略
不要再忽略这些事情了
you cannot ignore these things
我们真的求主开我们的眼睛
we need the Lord to open our eyes
开我们的心
and open our hearts
给我们知道我们在末世最后的时段
that we're at the end of the last day
主随时回来
the Lord can come anytime
不管是年轻你得长一点
whether you're older
Or younger. 不要以为我还可以要拼命要去做一点什么事。
Don't just think of pursuing things.
预备你的心啊，这个我们先读哈，来预备迎接神。
Prepare your heart, to meet the Lord.
我们有诗歌叫 Maranatha.
We have a song, title is Maranatha.
如果我们愿意啊，我们求主给我们有个心受主，我渴慕你的回来。
That we will have a heart to wait for the coming of the Lord.
这会救我们，还想在地上要做许多很多的事情，能够救我们。
That He will save us from wanting to do so many things here.
愿主用这些话激励我们，在一年的年终的时候，我们愿意求主唤醒我们。
But may the Lord wake us up.
At the end of the year.在一年的年终的里面。
Oh, that to the end of the year, the Lord will wake us up.
我们在明年一个开始，我们跟主真的能够更加的知道怎么来跟随主。
And that in the new year, we would know how to follow Him.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣啊，我们在这里只有求主你的怜悯，主啊，给我们这些人都有一个。能听的耳朵就好像你的话说我们在这里要注意听主你已经在呼唤我们主让我们的沉睡的灵被你再次唤醒主耶稣给我们知道在这末世如何度我们在地寄居的日子主给我们智慧给我们回头的恩典主我们软弱我们常常失败但是主给我们恩典我们彼此激励但愿在你可能很快回来的时间里面我们没有一个是羞愧的主听我们的呼求谢谢你还给我们日子给我们珍惜这些时间不像在挪亚的时代就将失去听我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名阿们
Thank you.